there was also kind of confusion. The sheriffs initially said that they had officers in the school almost right away, inside the school, and then they were inexplicably pulled out again. Why, we don't know. The first 911 call was made within a couple of minutes. Of course, the school resource officer, this armed officer, he was there almost immediately on the scene. Within 5 minutes, you had seven or eight policemen from the local area were there. And within about 20 minutes, there were hundreds there. But despite that fact, no official entry was made until almost 45 minutes after the shooting started, and just about the same time that Harris Klebold officially killed themselves. That's when you had the first SWAT team go in. And they started a very slow, methodical search, clear on the other side of the school from the library, on the other side from where the shots were last heard. An hour after that, another SWAT team entered another part of the school, the cafeteria, and they also did a very slow, methodical search of the school. They didn't get to where the shooters were, and that would be the library, until about probably maybe 2:30 to 3 o'clock. And then, even then, the whole school was not considered secure until 4 p.m. that afternoon. That's almost 4 hours after the incident began. And even then, even after that, you still had bomb squads being sent in. Other SWAT teams were doing research of the school all the way till midnight that night. So, you know, what really happened, when the shooters died, when the scene was declared secure, is unknown. There were other reports that there were gunshots after 12:08 when Harris Klebold committed suicide. A lot of those people, suspects seeing gunshots being heard, explosions being heard, all the way till about 3:30 that afternoon. So was the situation over when Harrison Klebold committed suicide at 12:08? I would think not. I think there were other people still alive, and we really don't know what happened.